You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I have a question for everybody out there. Finishing in second place on the best power hitter in free agency, does that do anything for you at 412-928-9370? Because I will take the middle school aged analogy, middle school girl analogy from Kratz a step further. When I was in middle school, I don't know if it's true for you guys, would your gym have all of these slogans, like posters on the wall that had uplifting motivational quotes and stuff like that?
You're talking about going to like a Michael's or a Hobby Lobby and seeing like those like perseverance means never giving up no matter how hard it gets. So we would have stuff for like the players on the varsity team, like little posters.
I'm talking about middle school gym or elementary
school
gym.
I went to parochial school. Okay. The whole thing was
Donnie,
the same
did you guys
building.
Do that? It was like our gym was spackled with of these motivational posters.
I feel like we had like some of those around the school, not necessarily in the gym. You mean like it would be like team together, everyone
here,
achieves
yes,
more.
Exactly.
Somebody's got this one that says tradition never graduates from their school.
Stuff
Jeez,
like that.
Did you go to Alabama for middle school,
stuff
man?
Like that. And I'll never forget there was a John Wooden one on our middle school gym wall.
Put your socks on properly or you'll get blisters.
That said something like activity is an achievement. And that's how I take what's gone on so far. They have money, but they haven't spent any of it. And unfortunately for the Pirates, and if anybody wants to say, call in and say, yes, they've actually brought me back to life here. I'm checking to see updates. I thought there was a chance they'd get Schwarber. I actually believe that this is going to be an offseason that I've dreamt about as a Pirates fan. 412-928-9370. Or if you want to call in and agree with us, that's fine too. But they just don't get the benefit of the doubt is the point I'm making here.
No way should they get it. If they were a team that had signed players in the past to legitimate competitive contracts that were in demand by other teams, you'd say sucks they missed out on Kyle Schwarber. But we wouldn't be having this conversation if they were one of those teams.
Even if we found out the Reds finished in second place, I would say, okay, they gave Joey Votto a gigantic deal.
They've
shown a willingness
like
in the
before.
Past. Yes, the Brewers, they gave Braun all that money. They've made big trades and made big signings.
Didn't they give Yelich a ton of money, too?
They did, yes, after they made that blockbuster trade. Good job, Malzi.
They've also made a blockbuster trade. In, like, we talk about the old David Price bit where the Pirates, they almost had David Price way back when. They got CC Sabathia in Milwaukee and did that.
So, I don't know. I just feel like based on the feedback I've gotten from Pittsburgh sports fans today, that there's a lot of people with opinions on this. I'm not saying all of them are positive, but people seem to want to sound off on this idea 24 hours ago that, hey, the Pirates actually put an offer in front of him, only to find out today, well, what do you know? He's going back to Philly. 412-928-9370. Your thoughts, Malzi?
It's something where hearing that they made, allegedly, this is a very real offer. They put this offer in front of him, and then they finished either runner-up or maybe more than runner-up or whatever.
Do they get credit even for the offer?
Absolutely nothing.
They do not.
No, because you know what? It proved that, one, they weren't willing to go that extra year, which Philly was, because the guy is going to be like 38 when this deal's done, or maybe even close to 39. Okay.
He's going to start the season at age 33, so yeah, you're
right. He'll be close. He'll be nearing 40, and these deals often don't age well, but Philly is saying, yeah, we know that. We're willing to like deal with that. I didn't see if there's like any opt-outs for either side late in the deal. And also, it's just $30 million more, period. The Pirates have to pay a Pirates tax. If you had told me... If I had somehow found out that the Pirates offered 5 years... and they decided to pay a 20% or whatever it is, or close to 20% Pirates tax, $155 million, throw $5 million on top of it every year, and he gets an extra $25 million. And I found out that from credible sources. They really made this offer. He had both in front of him. He picked the Phillies.
Yeah.
That would at least be a situation where I would say they deserve some credit for doing what Philly technically wasn't willing to do.
They went above and beyond.
They went above and beyond and really wanted the player.
They
understood
their place in the baseball food chain.
To use a high school analogy, they brought roses to the prettiest girl in class and she picked the quarterback and not them because they're, I don't know, I don't want to offend anybody. They're in the math club.
So like the kid in the Breakfast Club, what was the guy's name? That Anthony Hall?
Anthony Michael Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lead singer of AC/DC?
Donnie, you sent out a pretty pessimistic tweet about this.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is going to be the offseason that is reminiscent of some of their trade deadlines when they were a team that was in a competitive spot. I mean, even the 2024 season. And we will hear about all of these players connected to Kyle Schwarber, connected to Pete Alonso, I mean, connected to any big-name player you want. I feel like they will come away with none of them.
So no good consolation prizes either. You don't think there's like a guy that's a
tick
or two below? So they've started at the highest point. You don't even think they come down a little bit and get one of those maybe B-level?
I mean, I'd be happy with that, but they'd have to prove that to me. I'm not going to give them...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt either.
There have to be guys who sign with this team that are legitimate major league free agents for anybody to give them any benefit of the doubt. And by the way, I shouldn't have made fun of Math Club. It would be 5 years, 175 is the deal I was hypothesizing.
I feel like they'll come away from this signing the same types of players that they
usually
sign.
Oh, so you think it's going to be that bad?
They'll bring back Andrew McCutchen for a fifth reunion tour, and we will just have to hear, well, guys, we were close. We were interested.
I don't know. Do you think internally, I guess this is where I would want to take this for a second briefly. Do you think internally they feel like these offers getting leaked? Hey, we really did make this offer. It was there. Rosenthal's not doing our bidding here. And I actually don't think these insiders like the Pirates very much, so I don't think any of them are particularly inclined. Yeah, I don't think they're inclined to help the Pirates when the Pirates don't deserve it.
Yeah.
I wonder if internally Ben Cherington, Bob Nutting, Travis Williams are like, well, if this gets out from credible sources that we really did offer it, we actually put the offer out there. We had to be willing to almost be not afraid that he might actually accept it. Does it help us with our fans? They can't possibly think that people are going to give them the benefit of the doubt for clanking one off the rim. The crowd cheers when somebody shoots a half-court shot when it goes in.
Not when it's close. Not when it rims out, you're saying.
Right. They go, ooh. In this case, Pirates fans aren't even going to give you that.
Yeah, but if it's a kid in a Little League game with very little power and he hits one to the warning track, isn't he going back to the dugout and he's getting like pats on the butt and high fives from his coaches like, hey, that was pretty good. Get him next time? I kind of feel like that happens, and I feel like the Pirates in the baseball ecosystem are kind of the runt of the litter.
They're able to be more of a normal-sized dog in the litter, though. The runt in Little League has no say in whether or not he's the smallest kid in the league.
Maybe you're
the
right.
The Pirates absolutely have more to spend.
We've been sitting here now for almost 15 minutes, and no one has called in yet to disagree with us. And that's usually the first thing people want to do when they hear me open my mouth and say something, or you say something out of pocket, or Donnie says something asinine. The first thing that happens is the phone lines light up and people say, well, hold on a second. You guys don't know what the hell you're talking about. No one's doing that. So is it just universally believed that this is what Donnie said? Names get put out there, offers get talked about, but they don't pull any of it off. I'll give you a guy, this is going to shock you. You know who actually is already giving them some credit for what they're trying to do?
Dayon.
Boris.
Boris?
Yes. Yes. Boris, Scott Boris, the biggest power broker in Major League Baseball.
Has Scott's loved ones performed a wellness check on him?
Scott Boris talked to one of the Pirates beat writers, not Mackey, who's wearing two hats and has dual citizenship these days, who's got a million jobs. Colin Beasley. Colin Beasley talked to Scott Boris. Aggressive. The Pirates' aggressiveness is, quote, the right step.
Is he Schwarber's agent?
I don't know that.
Here's the thought.
I'm sure I can peruse the story and get you the answer.
If he is really quick, I would say this.
He's not.
Okay.
But Alonso is, Bregman is, Bellinger is, all three of those guys.
I would just say, though, if he had been Kyle Schwarber's agent, or even if he's not and he's just seeing it, I think in Scott Boris's world, a team like the Pirates making an offer that is credibly confirmed to have happened, that's that much money, just makes it more fertile ground for him.
Here's the Boris quote in the PG. Ben and the Pirates have reached out to us on a number of players. They've made us very aware that they're going to be active in the free agent market, and they intend to add free agent talent to the roster. I would say it's the right step, Boris went on to say. I certainly don't want to limit them for future years, but it's good to see a few of the clubs that we don't normally hear from in free agency be active in it.
Okay, but hearing like him, them calling Scott Boris up, and I mean, Scott Boris must, I guess, believe it. I mean, he doesn't have to like give a quote like that. Maybe he's setting the table that if they don't do something, then he'll come back around and clobber them for it, but it still doesn't do anything other than indicate that they are at least making phone calls, that they aren't just sitting on the sidelines. They're trying.
What mauls
you
on is,
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.